I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Good. Judy, would you like a quick roll call? Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Debbie Hughes, Rafik Damak, Michael Young. From staff, we have Glenda Saint-Géry, Julie Headland, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies from Olga Cavalli. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. And Tony Harris will be joining us shortly. Thank you. Over to you, Julie and Debbie.
Go ahead, Debbie. I wasn't quite sure how you wanted to structure the call, so I'll let you go.
Well, were there any other items from Task 1 that we needed to address, or are we ready just to jump in?
There's nothing from Task 1 right now. This is Julie. What will happen, though, I can give all of you an update, is, as you know, the recommendations went out for public comment. The public comment period ends this Sunday, the 18th. So I will be analyzing and summarizing the comments as of Monday the 19th. Actually, while we're here, I'll go ahead and check to see if there are any comments. The last I checked, there were not, which certainly makes the summary rather simple, but I'm assuming that there will be some comments that will come in at the last minute, because that's usually when they do come in. So. At any rate, once those comments are summarized, I will share that summary with all of you on the work team and also with the council. But the council may ask the work team members to respond to the comments. I see again that there are no comments right now received, so hopefully that will change. But if there are no comments, it'll be, I think, on the agenda probably for the next GNSO council meeting to decide how to proceed with the recommendations.
Thanks, Julie. So this is Debbie. I wanted to find out from those on the call if you've had any opportunity to work on the document or some of these subtasks or related endeavors. I know Olga mentioned in her email that she has been swamped with work and has not had the opportunity to get on it since we last spoke last week. I was wondering if Rafik can comment whether or not he or Tony were able to connect. Hello? Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I heard you fine, Debbie.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, is Rafik on the line?
He was.
Yes.
He was. Maybe we lost him. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
So, about the sub, I think it's a recommendation for global outreach strategy. And, in fact, there is no really update. Because it's my understanding that Olga was going to send email prior to the conf call, but there's nothing from our side.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm having some difficulty hearing, but I think I heard that there's really no update. Is that right? I'm going to pick up my phone. I had it on speaker.
This might be better. Can you guys hear me a little bit better now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so presuming that Tony will join a little bit later, maybe we can ask him about his thoughts, but we know that Olga needs to work, and maybe over the next week the three of you can really try to make some efforts to either work independently and then come together and share, you know, maybe through email, some thoughts so that we can have some sort of... Hey, is that Tony?
No. Debbie, I think we are supposed anyway to send to the mailing list to share with the other members, so...
Oh, with you and you, Tony and Olga are going to communicate?
I think that it's better that if we communicate
through
the mailing list.
Yeah, so if the three of you can work, you know, as like a sub-team, as we discussed last week, excuse me, to come up with some suggestions. It would be really nice next time we get together to have some thoughts around that. Okay? And Julie, could you make sure you put that in our summary as well?
This is Julie. Absolutely, Debbie. I'll put it in the summary.
Great. I know going, to the next, I'm following Julie's email from July 9 that she sent. I know we're kind of jumping around here. I'll go back up to the top, to the background section. Julie, I know I haven't sent you any edits on the background, but I've been more focused on the substantive stuff, but I will do that this weekend. And just if you don't mind, over the next week, just taking a look at it to see if I'm doing the right type of cleanup work. Is that okay?
That's Julie. That's fine, Debbie. And actually, if I were you, I wouldn't worry too much about the background because, you know, that really can be filled in at the end. I mean, it's really the substantive part of the document that I think, you know, needs the most work at this point, you know, the other sections. So, but I'll be happy. If you do want to do that, that's fine. I'll be happy to take a look at it.
Okay. I've been more focused on trying to put some meat on the program portion. And, Michael, I know the two of us haven't been able to connect, but I've been trying to create some details around that section that I would – maybe I'll just email some of my thoughts to you. And if we can look at our calendars, maybe we can find some time early next week or next week to provide some updates so that we'll have something hopefully sooner rather than later. Does that work for you? What's your schedule like next week? Lose Michael?
I see he's still on the line. Michael, are you
maybe
on mute?
Maybe he's on mute. He said he was in a noisy area.
Might be on mute.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just table that for a second. I know that Olga, and probably she hasn't had a chance to do this either, that she was going to work with you and Rob to try to, you know, figure out and coordinate with these other organizations. I'm presuming that didn't happen, right?
Yes, that's right. And I don't think it's really just on the part of Olga. I know she hasn't had time, but Rob and I have been stretched pretty thin this week too.
I'm sure.
So we'll set that up as a task for
okay.
next week.
And I think so. The deadline that we provided to Philip and the OSC was mid-August. And I think, just for the record, I think we should still really, really strive for that. I'm just becoming increasingly concerned about our ability because of everybody's huge workload. So I would just ask anybody who's on the phone or listening to the MP3 later to really try to do the best we can within the next week to have something that we could at least report on or some thoughts. So we can make sure that we're keeping the ball rolling. I don't want to take up more of anybody's time since we don't have much to report. But Julie, what do you recommend? Michael, is that you?
Yeah, I just
Yay!
Wanted to go in. Sorry, I actually have a fair bit of time next week, so compared to previously. So I should be able to help out and contribute a fair bit next week. I've been in Europe since basically the ICANN meeting, and I'm back now kind of at home just this past week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll we can communicate offline and send some emails and figure out some times and we can chat. Is that good?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, perfect.
I can probably pick up a couple of these things. I'm just looking at the action list from the meeting I missed, and I can definitely contribute to a couple of those items anyway.
Okay, great. And then, so does everybody agree that it's important for us to meet on the 23rd? I just want to confirm that it's still a good idea to keep meeting weekly, or should we wait to see what kind of status we've made and maybe it doesn't make sense to meet? I don't know. Julie, Mike, what do you think?
DB traffic. Yeah, I think we should meet weekly, but. But the most important is to keep our working in the main time, maybe in the mailing list. Sometimes it's just to send reminders, and people remember they have to work in the document. That's why.
Sure, and that's, you know, that's something that I probably have been very bad at doing, and I can certainly start sending some email reminders as well, maybe around the beginning of the week, and then another one like on late Wednesday, early Thursday, just to remind folks to continue to work in between our meetings. So I think just to summarize, everybody's going to agree to work very diligently as best we can over the next week so that we can have some substantive reporting next Friday. And in the meantime, I will send some reminders and just to encourage everybody to continue to work. And I think that's all that I have. Julie, any suggestions? Michael, Rafiq, anything else this group wants to mention today?
This is Julie. I'll go ahead and keep the actions basically from last week and just urge everyone to address them and we'll work towards some having something substantive to discuss by next Friday. You know, we'll just try to keep things going.
Sounds good. Anything else that anybody would like to mention? Okay. Well, it sounds like we all just need to do some work, and it's just going to take, you know, some time for us to actually put some pen to paper. So unless there's anything else, I don't think I have anything else, Julie and Michael.
And Debbie, this is Julie. I should let you know that the operator did try to reach Tony again, but he is not able to join today. So we don't have to worry about him trying to get on the call now after we've left early.
Okay.
Debbie, it's Rafiq again. So maybe it's just I think that if you can do if you summarize what we need to do for the document, I understand that we have the outline that's sent by Julie, but if you can summarize precisely what we need to do. And if we have ready in mind what kind of format for our document.
Okay, so you're saying for your section, you want me to give you some details on what to...
Just maybe a kind of summary for the whole document. What kind of format we are expecting. So just...
I'm sorry, Rafiq, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, go ahead. The format I thought was the format that we've been working off of, and what I hoped was that we would take the draft that I've, the last version of the draft that we started discussing in Brussels and then that I updated last week, and that would be the format of our output. And so that the document and the work that we're asking to do is, so for example, Debbie's going to work on a particular section, or Rafiq, Tony, and Olga are going to work on making sure that section looks fine and has the content and the recommendations that we need. Is that answering your question, or maybe I'm not understanding what your summary? What kind of summary are you looking for?
And for not wasting time. So for the next conf call, we are supposed to make kind of review. So because each sub-work team will add its section, and then in the conf call we can make a kind of a quick review so we are not going to waste time, and we can progress quickly so we can edit and refine the document for in each conf call.
Okay, so are you suggesting that I ask everybody to send me in advance their language so I can put it into the document? Is that what I'm hearing?
Not necessarily, but if we are supposed to, that each sub work team working on each section, so, and then we will add that to the document, and then in the conf call, if it can be really... maybe more efficient that we can work more in to review and to edit the document, the whole document. So, and then we can sure about the consistency, etc., of that document. just not to to leave that task at the end, because what I see in the previous task, it takes a long time, and so.
Okay, so you're suggesting that you want to make sure that we're spending the time on our conference calls to actually edit and review the document.
Yeah, maybe. So we,
right, okay. So in order for us to do that, we have to have, I think, more content. So that's what I've been asking, and maybe I can make that more clear in my emails, and maybe, Julie, you can help me make that a little bit more clear in our summary. But I will certainly send an email to the list that says that I think our, you know, based on Rafiq's advice, and I agree that our time would be, you know, best spent, you know, talking about substance, but we need more of substance, Rafiq, I think. So I don't know that, like, for example, at this point today, it would be very valuable to go line by line through the document because there's a lot of pieces that are still missing. So what I'm hoping is that people are going to spend time between each meeting to fill in and create that detail so that we get to the point where we can actually go through. And I understand what you're saying. You hate to go at the end and start, you know, cleaning up each section. But in order for us to start cleaning up anything, I think, and this is just my opinion, I'll let others, you know, chime in, I don't think we have enough substance yet to really look at each section and start picking it apart. What I was hoping is that we could take each section and divide it amongst ourselves and create that detail. Once we have that detail in the document, I think it's very important, and I think it's a great idea, sooner rather than later, once a group has the substance in that section, to take a look at that section and get it nice and pretty and have language that everybody supports. But for my opinion, and I'll stop after I say this, I'm not sure that we have enough to start doing that process. Michael, I don't know what your thoughts are.
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Okay.
This is Julie, Debbie. I have something that perhaps I can do that would help this process. What I will do to make it clearer in the actions and summary on the wiki and what I will send around to the list today, I'll make it clear which section is assigned to which sub-team or which sub-team is working on each section. You know, and of course I'll attach the document again. But to Rafiq's point, I think, and Rafiq, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what we're trying to do is we've got a document, so we're not asking the sub teams to create a separate document, but to add content to the existing document that Debbie has created. And if it's not clear where each sub-team needs to work in the document, then I'll try to make that clearer so that, Rafiq, for instance, you will know that you're working on section, you know, X, Y, or Z within the document that Debbie has sent around.
Yep.
Would that help?
Sorry, Julie. I know, I think that you sent already in week for each section that the sub work team is supposed to add the content. So if I see section 2.1 or 2.11, so I understand that in which section we need to add. So it's not that the problem. I was suggesting that each work team will add the content to the document to the defined section, and then in the conf call we just will go through the document and to edit it. So that's what I was suggesting.
Oh, thank you. This is Julie. Thank you, Rafiq. That I wasn't quite understanding what you were asking, but I'm glad to know that it's clear from what I've sent in the summary where people need to provide their content. Thank you.
Great. So I think what makes great sense is as the subgroups are coming up with their language, if they could put their language in a version of the document. And, Julie, I'm going to ask you to help us with version control. And so, you know, if Michael and I have content that we want to add to the document, that we actually put it in the body of the document. And then, you know, when Rafiq, Olga, and Tony, for example, come up with their language, they actually put it in the document so that consistent with what Rafiq is saying on each Friday or before, we actually have an updated version of the document that has the contents from everyone.
Yeah, this is Julie, Debbie. That would be extremely helpful. What I can do then, ideally, if I can have everyone's content sometime on Thursday, I can combine all of that into one document and send that around so that everybody will have it Friday morning for the call to refer to.
Good. All right.
Right, and I'll emphasize that deadline in the message as well, just to ask people if they have content to get it to me by Thursday so I can put it in.
Okay, well, I think we're good to go. Unless anybody has anything else, I think we should adjourn at this point.
I have nothing to add.
Rafiq or Michael, do you have anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay, Michael, I'll send you an email, and we can start working on it.
Perfect. Okay.
Thanks so much, Rafiq.
Thank you, everyone. Hello. Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Nice weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye.